Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, Side Hustle School listeners. Thanks for tuning in today. We're going to open up a new chapter as we explore the world of social media and books. Now, if you've been around for a while, you know I am an author. I love writing books. I love reading books. I like watching TV and playing video games too, but actually books are my first love, my first medium. So if you are using social media like Instagram and TikTok in particular, you might have stumbled upon the communities known as BookTok. That's a big thing on TikTok, or Bookstagram on Instagram. There are some others. If you have not, well, either way, you might wonder, how do these viral book reviewers, how do these social media book reading sharers, how do they make money? So whether it is Instagram's Bookstagram or TikTok's BookTok or something else, our listener today is looking to read between the lines and potentially, perhaps, profit from a page turner. What's the deal with BookTok? Well, let's look into it. Quick shout out to our sponsor, then Amelia's question.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, it's Amelia from New York. I've been a Side Hustle School listener for 2 years now, and I'm hoping to turn my passion for books into a business. I'm keen to understand the economic aspect of the Bookstagram and BookTok communities. Do creators in these niches get paid, and how do they monetize their content? Oh, and congrats on your new book. I can't wait to read it.
Amelia, thanks for the question. I talk about books quite a bit, but I don't know that I've actually said much about BookTok or Bookstagram before. And for anybody who is not familiar, these are huge communities. Sometimes a book gets popular on BookTok and ends up going on bestseller lists. Sometimes it's a book that's been out for a while and just gets a tremendous boost when a lot of people get really excited about it and are sharing it in these channels. So they are robust communities where people are sharing book reviews, reading lists, and more. But in terms of monetization, which is what we're going to look at here, those models can differ quite a bit. And a lot of people, let's just be fair, a lot of people are not making much money from it. So you have to be one of the very popular people, at least have, you know, really significant followings to make significant money. Most people are doing it because it's fun. It's a community. They love books. You know, they're building relationships through that, and they might make some money from it. Now, let's look at the difference between Instagram and TikTok. On Instagram, Bookstagrammers, we can call them, they often make money through sponsored posts, affiliate links, sometimes even like brand collaborations. They certainly get free books in exchange for reviews, or sometimes get paid to promote a particular title. One clue there is it's always going to be new books. Like if you see a book reviewer that's reviewing a lot of older books, then that's almost a sure sign that it's more organic, like they're not being paid something to do that. TikTok is a bit more complex because the TikTok Creator Fund directly pays creators based on various performance metrics. So they can also earn affiliate money, but mostly they're getting paid, you know, if they are getting paid, based on views, based on people coming to watch those videos. So either way, to make the most of the platforms, you need to build a strong, consistent brand around your book reviews. You need to be sharing content pretty consistently, almost daily. And then also you want to work smart whenever possible. So a lot of the content you share can go on both platforms. Sometimes it needs to be modified a little bit for one or the other, but sometimes it can just be exactly the same. Either way, consistency and quality are key, and you really need to build a significant following before you're going to make significant money from these communities. But don't let that discourage you if you're interested in the world of social media and books. Check it out. Listeners, if you have a question, comment sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're up to. New episode comes out every day, 7 days a week. It's always free. You can get it on sidehustleschool.com or wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.